Henry Shefflin, in the end, a draw, your initial thoughts?
My very initial quick thoughts is that probably, you know, as I said to the reporters there, with 20 minutes gone in the match tonight, I think we'd have been all saying we're looking good here, and we'd hope we're going to push on here. And that was our hope today. But with 2 minutes left in the game, we would have taken the draw, and that's how it transpired. So a little bit of frustration that we probably did enough to win the game, but we're still chasing it come the end. And I think that just comes back to the little bit of efficiency. Kilkenny were over 70% in the shots. There's only three wides in the first half, and it was a bit of a swirly breeze, and we ended up under 60% and probably had a couple of goal chances as well, Niall. So if we'd have taken one more of those, it might have made the difference.
I think you created six or seven goal chances. I think you had 14 wides to their seven as well. So you mentioned the efficiency, but you must be happy the way you never gave up. Like, Evan Nyland came on, got some great scores, and then obviously Connor gets the equaliser at the end. It looked as if Galway were in a bad spot coming towards the end, but you never gave up, in fairness.
Yeah, no, and the match always felt it was very tight. That's the sense I got of it. And I thought Kilkenny hurt very well, you know, in patches. But I thought we had phases where we played well and we got some lovely scores and put some nice play together. So from that point, it was frustrating. And your home venue should matter. And I think it did, because, truthfully, I think without the support there at the end, we wouldn't have came back and got the draw. So I think it was brilliant to have that home support here today.
You got a great start, got the goal early on, but I think they got the last 5 points of the first half to go four up at half time. Again, they came in the second half, but the wind obviously had a major impact on that game as well out there. It was a serious wind out there.
There was, yeah, and it was definitely worth it. But you play differently when you're playing against them, and to be fair to Paddy Deegan and Kilkenny, were able to sit back a little bit, and I think they hurt us a little bit then when they ran the ball and carried the ball forward from midfield, half-forward line area. So that probably hurt us a little bit, and we probably just didn't get in the flow as much as we would have liked in the second half. But the wing did play a part, and you know, obviously 4 points down at half time, and it was probably that 4 or 5 point difference. And I just felt at half time, if, you know, after some of our play, especially our initial start and play, we could have been another couple of scores, even level or a point or two ahead, and that might have gave us that confidence boost to kick on in the second half.
Evan Nyland came on, I think he had 7 shots at the goal, had 7 points, he was deadly accurate from frees. Cathal Mannion ended up at 5 points, and then Conor Whelan, obviously the captain, comes up trumps at the end.
Yeah, and I think it's a great sign of the captain that, you know, and even Conor Cooney, you know, who frees weren't going great for him, that he was pulled off him, and I think it was a great sign that he kept on working. And same with Conor Whelan, like, they were our captain and vice-captain, and it wasn't Conor's, didn't flow from today, but he stayed, kept going, and I think that's a great sign. And I think the strength of the depth in the squad, Evan coming in, he's trained very hard, but we have a good panel, Niall, and I just think it's probably to get that mixture and blend right and get the personnel right. So look, that's and I think that bench did make an impact for ourselves today.
You mentioned the panel. Unfortunately, Darren Morrissey went off injured there. Looks a serious injury, a shoulder injury.
Yeah, unfortunately, it looks like a dislocated shoulder. So we wish him the very best luck, and not quite sure the length, but it's not looking good for Darren at the moment.
Wexford next week, they're smarting from their defeat tantrum, and we know that last year they played Westmeath, beaten, and the following week they beat Kilkenny, so it's not going to be easy down in Wexford Park next Saturday night.
Absolutely not. It wouldn't have been easy anyway, and obviously this makes the task even harder, so there's no doubt about it, but we need to recover right, and I'm hoping the Galway support, you know, they've been very good to us and very supportive of us, and we'll need it down there because the Wexford crowd will be gunning for this one, and we'll need all the support. But it's a very important game, and if we can get 2 points down there, it sets us up well for the rest of the campaign.
And finally, you mentioned you could get 2 points, but this point today could be absolutely crucial as well come the end of the campaign.
I tell you, every point matters. We've known that the last few years, so, and yeah, we'll take it.